In Motion. I've talked about this before, but our kid is neurodiverse. We are, I think the way I put it is our house is a melting pot of neurodiversity. And so we got a call yesterday that she had an incident at school. She actually goes to a school that specializes in neurodiversity. And the challenge was that she was working on some sort of worksheet, and the teacher asked her to move on to the next task. And she was upset, frustrated, etc., about not being able to finish what she had started. She had a hard time being able to go, so like, I'm working on X, I now need to work on Y. She had a very hard time putting X down. And there's two things to unpack here, especially because like the way oftentimes when I think about our kid, it's through my own experiences as a child. Like, what was I going through? And can I relate to her experiences? Especially because like this is like the ADHD manifesting here in her. And so like, of course, that's primarily where it, like, her experiences resonate with me. And the two things that I think are important to unpack here is, so there was first that she could not get a task done in the same amount of time as her peers. This very, very, very much resonates with me. In a traditional scholastic environment where you are under the gun and you get 30 minutes and only 30 minutes or whatever the time is, in a traditional environment, like an ADHD person, at least for the kid and me, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to get done in time. Now, there's a common phrase with ADHD is that it can be a superpower, and this is very much true. It can. There are times, and what's maybe a little frustrating is when you have ADHD, you cannot control what your hyper focus is on, what your hyperfixation is on. You can't control it. You can't control whether that hyperfixation is going to last for 30 minutes or 30 days. And you can say, ooh, I want to be obsessed with times tables, but if your heart is not really in it, then you are going to struggle. And so I had those same sort of struggles. Like, I was not getting my times tables done. And I don't think this was exactly what she was working on, but like, I was not getting my times tables done in the right amount of time. The other thing is like, the flip side of that is like, for every time that there's like a times tables not getting done in time problem, there's another thing that is like done three times, four times, five times as fast. And the trick for us in ADHD land is to find what those things are. And for me, it's like building software. It's thinking about software. It's solving problems with technology. It's like connecting the dots. It's the pattern recognition. And that's where like the hope as a parent is you hope to inspire your child that in a way that they can be successful. So our battle is constantly like, let's see if this is going to excite her. Let's see if this is going to be her five times fast thing, her thing that everyone's going to be super enamored with. The other thing is just like, because she's in the, like, she's kind of pointed in a single direction and she's got medication to help her stay in a single direction, it's very hard to context shift. And so that is another piece that's like it's hard because she's like, you told me to work on this. I'm working on this. Now you're telling me not to make up your mind. And I was like, well, you only had so much time to do this and we're out of time now. We need you to work on something else and we need you to not be a distraction at school. So this is just like sort of like me sort of signaling to her, like, you know, sometimes you're going to feel like you're at a disadvantage, and then sometimes you're going to feel like you're running circles around other people. And the trick is to find those things where you're running circles around other people and double down on that. This is why they say, like, it's almost like the, I think of the Olympian aspect, which is like, is Michael Phelps good at swimming because of his body composition, or did he just like put more work in because his body composition naturally gave him a little bit of an edge? So he decided to double down on what he had as far as an edge is concerned. And so for me, it's like, find, like, how can we help her find her superpower? That is the goal that we continue to try and figure out, because I struggled in school. I struggled in a traditional school, very much so, top to bottom. And there were little tips and tricks and things that I learned along the way, even though I was undiagnosed ADHD. But like, if we can figure out what those things are, she's going to just be able to take over the world and be wildly successful. And that's, as a parent, it's kind of like, it's 10 fingers, 10 toes, alive at 25, happy, and successful. And with that, why don't you go?